What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And as I was mentioning before we took our station break, Hillary Clinton is over in Britain speaking at Oxford University, giving a speech. And instead of comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, she's now comparing him to Turkey's Erdogan. And then she launched another screed about the Electoral College and how she won the popular vote in 2016, and the Electoral College took it away from her. She just cannot let go of that. Now, if you subtract out the illegal immigrant vote, and we know that a lot of illegal immigrants did vote, Hillary lost the popular vote as well. But here's the point. Going into the election, they all knew the rules. Got to focus on getting those electors. And Hillary had all those superdelegates she was using. And both sides played by the rules. If it had been a strictly popular election, both campaigns would have been run very differently. Hillary just cannot accept the fact that the American people didn't like her. And all the election rigging and the skullduggery and cheating Bernie Sanders out of the primary is not going to change that. But what really worries me about how she's going around doing all this speaking again is I'm starting to really think she's going to try and step back in. And she may be emboldened by the fact that Democrats really don't have anybody else going into 2020 with her name value. I wish they'd run Tulsi Gabbard. I really do. But I think she's going to run again. Now, over at Special Counsel Mueller's office, as you know, they have been really pounding on Michael Flynn. And he's this ex-Trump administration official. Mueller was confident he could flip and turn on Donald Trump. Now, Mueller was indicted Flynn on a single charge of lying to the FBI in December of 2016, and Flynn pled out, promising to work with Mueller per his plea agreement. But apparently, despite all the pressure and the threats, Flynn won't crack, according to sources. He won't rat out Trump. There may be another explanation. There may be nothing that Flynn knows that could be used against Trump. But regardless of exactly what's going on here, apparently Mueller is furious. He's steaming. And he can't find anything. All these months and all these millions of dollars, he can't find anything. And I think his plan was to actually arm twist Flynn or somebody else into being willing to tell a lie. And Flynn is saying no. Over in France, the French prosecutor has opened a probe into the Emmanuel Macron campaign. And apparently, the complaint was filed from lawmakers in Lyon, who alleged last week that city authorities had assisted Macron, who campaigned several times there. And that is a tacky no-no in France. And actually, it's a tacky no-no here as well. You're not supposed to have government involvement in your campaign. The campaign has to be totally isolated from the political system and the governmental system. So he's in trouble for that. They have a little bit of a mystery over in Amsterdam because somebody intentionally crashed a van into the head office of the Dutch daily newspaper De Telegraaf, and the van burst into flames, may have had some accelerants on board. The driver escaped. Nobody was hurt, but there's no question it was definitely a deliberate act. So we're going to stay on that one. Over at The Intercept, they ran this story called The Wiretap Rooms. And if we go on back to even before we had Edward Snowden, there were allegations of rooms inside telephone switching centers that were being used by the NSA to eavesdrop on people. Well, that has now grown to entire buildings. These windowless skyscrapers and they're built to withstand earthquakes. And they're right in the heart of cities. Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. And these buildings look innocuous. There are no labels on the outside. People are walking past them every day and not noticing them. But apparently these buildings are engaged in the wholesale collection of all of our communications, all of it in violation of the Fourth Amendment, right to privacy. So that spy system has really, really grown. It is everywhere. It is ubiquitous. It is an offense against the Constitution and the American people. And personally, I don't think they can evaluate the data. They've got simply too much of it. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates rejoining our network. And let's talk a little bit about the economy. Investor Peter Schiff is sounding the warning that the dollar is going to depreciate in the ongoing trade war with China. Well, it's turning into a currency war, and both currencies are being depreciated. But that makes it more difficult for Americans to pay for products imported from other countries that are not depreciating their currency. So there's going to be shortages and hardships for the American people. And he's out there questioning this idea that the dollar is going to benefit from a trade war. He thinks it's flat out wrong. And he thinks it's as wrong-headed as the concept that the dollar is going to benefit from a larger budget deficit. And no, it won't. This economy is hopelessly messed up, despite all the talk about, recovery and, you know, low unemployment and good GDP and low inflation. It's all make-believe. It's all make-believe. And according to this article in Sputnik News, the U.S. economy is going full throttle toward ruin. And Trump is looking at serious economic troubles with a steadily increasing federal deficit and national debt. Now, if Donald Trump is reelected in 2020, and if he doesn't start keeping some of his campaign promises, he won't be. But if he is, he's going to have to deal with a $1 trillion deficit and a U.S. debt to gross domestic product ratio exceeding 100%. And the U.S. Office of Government Accountability, basically on the 21st, said the economy is going to be in trouble unless measures are taken as soon as possible. We could, like, stop all these wars, think about how much money we'd save there. Or we could have better accountability where the money went. Remember a story that came on out, I think it was about a month ago, where, at least according to the bookkeeping, there's something like $21 trillion that's just gone missing. It's just disappeared. Now they're going to say, oh, it's just accounting mistakes. We have all the money. We just don't know where it is, but don't worry about it. I mean, if they had that money, they could pretty much erase the national debt. Over in Iran, their foreign minister is concerned that with the collapse of the nuclear deal, the Iranian currency is in serious, serious trouble. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif admitted to the Iran Chamber of Congress that the collapse of the 2015 nuclear deal will have very dangerous consequences for the country. Now, Trump has withdrawn the United States from the deal, which he said was disastrous from the beginning. No, it wasn't. It was working. So the Iranian rial, their currency, plunged to a record low against the U.S. dollar on the unofficial market on Sunday, continuing to slide amid fears of returning U.S. sanctions, which are coming. And Iran has already banned 1,300 imports as an economic protest shuts shops in Tehran. So, again, more misery across the globe. Now, as I mentioned in that phone call from a listener, Harley-Davidson has been moving production overseas to places like India and Thailand for the last 10 years. And now they're talking about closing plants in Kansas City. They're using Trump's tariffs as their excuse. But you also need to understand the main market for the Harley motorcycles were the baby boomers. And we're too old to ride anymore. The millennials don't have much money. Remember, the Harley is a pricey bike. It's a status symbol. And when the millennials buy motorcycles, they just go for the cheap Japanese ones they can get. Now, Harley-Davidson has had problems before, multiple owners, but Trump is threatening taxes on Harley-Davidson like never before if it moves overseas. Russia has now introduced additional duties on imports of U.S. goods. They're calling it balancing measures, and Russia will impose additional import duties on a number of goods that have an alternative in the Russian market. And see, that's what can make that sort of thing work. If there's an alternative domestically produced, tariffs can work to steer business that way. And in a lot of cases for some of these products, we're a little slow getting up to speed. Now, some of the steel mills have been reopened, and I understand that Ford is actually talking about building a new automobile plant back up in Detroit. So that would be a good thing. But we're in a very delicate, fragile position here. Once again, Wells Fargo is being accused of misconduct, this time because it allegedly used complex financial investments to take advantage of mom-and-pop investors. The SEC said on Monday that between 2009 and 2013, Wells Fargo reaped large fees by improperly encouraging brokerage clients to actively trade high-fee debt products that were intended to be held to maturity. Brokers sometimes call it churning the account, where they'll just buy and sell stock in and out of your account in order to run up the brokerage fees. Now, Wells Fargo Advisors, which is Wells Fargo's brokerage division, agreed to pay a $4 million penalty over its handling of the products, and the bank also has to return $930,000 worth of ill-gotten gains plus $178,000 of interest. Now, Wells Fargo is neither admitting or denying the Security Exchange Commission's allegations, saying merely that it cooperated fully with the latest investigation. I think the financial system needs a drastic simplification so that ordinary people can understand it. People get a little risk capital, venture capital. They walk into a stockbroker and, you know, like the banks, they think, well, these are honest, good people. They're dealing with money. They must be good. But there are a lot of crooked brokers, and they will take advantage of your lack of knowledge. So you need to keep things simple here. Meanwhile, gold exports to London from the United States have surged 152% this year. And gold exports to Hong Kong and China fell 25%. London's apparently picking up the slack. So I wonder why the U.S. is exporting gold at a time when so many other countries are calling for the repatriation of their gold stored in these vaults in New York. We're getting the big stall. Anyway, according to a poll of leading European businesses, 45% of European Union businesses are cutting their investments in Great Britain ahead of the Brexit. They're starting to de-link their economies, and it's going to be a slow process. But in the end, it's going to allow Great Britain to definitely become much more independent. Russia's state-run gas giant Gazprom has resumed the laying of the second line of the Turkish Stream gas pipeline. They announced it just earlier today. The Pioneering Spirit vessel resumed the laying of the second line, moving towards the city of Kykov in Turkey. And after entering the Black Sea, Pioneering Spirit completed the preparatory work, including launching the what's called the Stinger and inspecting the pipe laying equipment. So they're running part of this underwater. I hope they do a better job of building their pipelines than happens here in the U.S. Poor, poor Tesla. They are still struggling tremendously. And as you know, they have to meet this goal of being able to pump out 5,000 Model 3 sedans a week by the end of this month. And the Model 3 is intended to be a more affordable Tesla, whereas the earlier models were very pricey status symbols. And I think it's a good idea to bring down the cost of the electric cars. But apparently, in an effort to increase productivity, Elon Musk has set up a new assembly line inside a giant tent. And a lot of people are saying it's insanity. But if it works, it works. Obviously, being a tent, it's only going to be a temporary structure. But the tent is the size of 2 football fields, and manufacturing experts are saying basically it's nuts. It's a creative solution, I think. Not too long ago, we were talking about how the collapse of BT cotton in India had led to an epidemic of farmer suicides who just couldn't live with the idea of losing their farm. And unfortunately, we're starting to see that here in the United States, just from the economic reality, where farmers are struggling to live on the income they had 15 years ago, which you can't with the higher prices. But we have this unequal economy combined with patchy access to health care in rural areas, and it's having a severe impact on the people growing America's food. And apparently, recent data shows that farmers are dying by suicide at a higher rate than any other occupational group, according to the CDC. Now, the suicide rate in the field of farming, fishing, and forestry is 84.5 per 100,000 people, more than 5 times that of the population as a whole. That's even as the nation overall has seen an increase in suicide rates over the last 30 years. Like I said, the one time there was a gun incident in the town I was growing up in, it was an attempted suicide. Okay, so let's talk about AT&T and Time Warner. A lot of people are looking at this deal as being monopolistic and bad for the end consumer. And there was an interesting little analysis over in Zero Hedge that went back for an historical precedent to 2000 when America Online bought Time Warner for $162 billion, which back then was considered an astonishing amount of money. And their goal was to create a tech media giant, which didn't really work. And Time Warner was trying to establish an online presence, and they wanted to basically tap into America Online's 26 million dial-up subscribers. This is 2000. A lot of people still connected over modem. The problem was January 2000, when the deal was made, was the top of the market, and the dot-com bubble burst almost immediately, triggering a recession. So history may not repeat, but it does rhyme. And the problem with the current merger between AT&T and Time Warner is debt, because first of all, AT&T paid $108 billion for Time Warner, but Time Warner will only contribute around $1 billion in annual free cash flow to AT&T. So the numbers don't really look good on this at all. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And according to Fred Hickey, we are in the middle of another technology bubble. And he's saying it's far larger than the 1999-2001. Where everybody just thought the sky was the limit and companies were being valued for vast sums of money. And a lot of fortunes were made, sometimes literally overnight. But it was a bubble. And it did burst. And right now, as the consumer economy struggles in this country, we may see it happen again. The companies that are making tablets, smartwatches, computers, Fitbits, they didn't really keep up with the times. They didn't really want to accept that their customers just don't have the money for pricey gadgets anymore. We don't have the money to constantly upgrade from Windows 8 to Windows 10 and then buy all new versions of our applications. More and more people are just learning to do without. Just say, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. I'll get outside more, get some exercise. I'll take up wood carving. It's just way too much. All right, so let's get back to the subject of immigration because it's still on out there. Apparently, Representative Ted Lieu, who's a Democrat, ignored House rules last Friday and played an audio of detained immigrant children crying trying to highlight the thousands of young kids who've been ripped from their parents by the Trump administration. My first response is, how about playing audio of the children of Afghanistan crying, or the children of Syria, or Iraq, or Libya, or Yemen, or for that matter, Gaza? Where's the audio of them? And by the way, there is something you need to remember. Trump didn't start this. The law requiring separation of children was passed by the Congress in 1997. The Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act was passed during the Clinton administration and upheld all through the years until the Democrats tried to make it an issue with which to attack Trump and, of course, distract America from the Inspector General report into the Hillary email server investigation. Now, Ralph Nader basically wagged his finger, Twitter-wise, both to Laura Bush and Michelle Obama, who are out there saying, oh, those poor children, those poor children down there at the border. And he asked, why is there no heartfelt concern for the tens of thousands of children killed or maimed by their husbands' wars? And that's definitely a point here. We're seeing crocodile tears. These people are only concerned with children if they're politically useful, if they can be used to push the open borders agenda, if they can be used to hit Donald Trump politically. Otherwise, who cares about them? Now, Sinclair Broadcast Group is under fire, this time for a local broadcast must-run segment that tries to claim the government's brutal immigration and child separation policies are little more than a giant misunderstanding caused by the journalists covering the story. And the segment features Boris Epstein, Sinclair's chief political analyst, and a former Trump advisor talking about it. Now, this article contained that lawsuit that a caller mentioned the other day. It was called Flores versus Reno, and it was basically a lawsuit that was filed expressing concern about the detention of juvenile aliens taken into custody. Now, the Clinton administration agreed to settle this litigation despite the fact that the Supreme Court had upheld the Immigration and Naturalization Service regulation that provided for the release of minors only to their parents, close relatives, or legal guardians. Now, according to DHS, the Flores Agreement allows the agency to detain unaccompanied minors for only 20 days before releasing them to the Department of Health and Human Services, which places the minors in foster or shelter situations until they can locate a sponsor. But then the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit interpreted the settlement agreement to apply to both minors who are accompanied and unaccompanied by their parents. We can count on that sort of thing from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, again, these minors, they are illegals, and they should be sent back, and it shouldn't be our problem to have to take care of them. Article that came on out of the Political Insider documenting five times that MS-13 used children to illegally enter the United States, and then they went on to commit violent crimes. Now, as you know, Senate Democrats have signed an obtuse piece of legislation called the Keep Families Together Act that would release any person who illegally crosses the border with a child in tow. In other words, every single Senate Democrat signed a piece of legislation that quite literally encourages child trafficking. And they ought to be ashamed of them for that. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about immigration and we're talking about the dark side that the liberals don't want you to see. Over in Virginia, they have just charged 11 MS-13 gang members, 10 of whom are illegal immigrants, in the kidnapping and murder of two teenagers whose bodies were found in a Virginia park last year. In fact, they've been buried. Now, the ages of these male gang members range from 20 to 27. All of them are from El Salvador, and only one who is believed to have fled the country is not currently in police custody. Now, police uncovered the bodies of 17-year-old Edwin Escobar Mendez and 14-year-old Sergio Arita Trimenino at Holmes Run Park in March 2017 after receiving a tip. And the two teens disappeared just weeks apart. So that's what the open borders are bringing into this country. You need to really pay attention to what MS-13 is doing. They are trafficking in drugs. They are exceptionally violent. And the open borders are just bringing them in. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to push this idea that separating these kids from their families is bad, having the families and the children detained together is bad. They just want them out there. They want to go back to catch and release. MSNBC actually came out with the claim that detained children will turn into Terminator-like characters who will seek vengeance. Okay, good reason to get them out of the country. But pushing this nonsense about trauma, who's responsible for the trauma? The parents are. The adults who stepped across that border without permission are responsible for whatever trauma happens to those kids. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not America's fault. We put the blame where the blame goes, people entering this country illegally. Now, over in Europe, we're starting to see a major pushback to the refugee crisis there. And apparently in Austria, they've got hundreds of Austrian soldiers and police officers and helicopters taking part in what are called migrant deterring drills. And it's a border protection exercise that simulated containing migrants. And there are concerns that neighboring Germany might begin to turn away new arrivals trying to cross their frontier. So Interior Minister Herbert Kickl of the far-right Freedom Party came on out and said, a state that in the worst case cannot protect its borders loses its credibility. And a lot of people are saying that. If you don't have secure borders, you don't have a nation. Trump even said it. Now, as you know, there's been a big issue with more of these ships coming over from Africa, and Italy stopped refusing them, and then Spain took one. And apparently there's been a very negative reaction on the ground there. Spain is now refusing to allow the next Lifeline rescue boat coming on in. And they declared basically Spain cannot become the sea rescue organization for all of Europe. So I think they've reached the breaking point there. Over in Italy, they're now having their municipal elections. And it's seeing massive gains for Salvini's anti-mass migration Lega party. It's just it's growing. It's a groundswell. They've really had it. They want this to go away. They want the refugees stopped. In many cases, they want the refugees deported. The latest polls in Germany are showing that the Alternative for Germany party has hit record high popularity. And Merkel's ruined coalition has fallen below the 50% mark for the first time in its existence. Now, Thursday is the deadline for Merkel to save herself because there was no deal reached at the emergency immigration summit held over the weekend. She's running out of options. But her coalition is about to collapse and she is about to be out of a job. Now, up in Sweden, things are changing there. You know, Sweden, very, very liberal, fully on board with open borders up to a point. It's also become the rape capital of the world here. Back in 2014, Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt's speech calling on Swedes to open their hearts to asylum seekers was well received. Now it's a lot more difficult. And Swedish politicians are realizing they can't use that same rhetoric in the 2018 election. It's falling on deaf ears because the Swedes opened their hearts to the refugees, and the refugees came in, committed crimes, messed up the place, committed rapes. I think Sweden is one of the countries where polls are showing that the citizens want the refugees just deported. Just put them on a ship and send them back wherever they came from. Now, of course, Brussels is taking a different position. They're backing Macron's call for sanctions against any European Union nation that refuses to take in more of these refugees. And the EU is saying that patriotic nations must pay the price for refusing migrants. Apparently, they're taking the attitude that membership in the bloc obligates them to take in refugees. But it's obvious that we're seeing the rise of nationalism all over the European Union, which is viewed as a threat by EU. They created this mess themselves. Did they really actually think they were going to pour all of these millions of people from other parts of the world into the United States and Europe, and we were all going to hug each other and sing Kumbaya? As I've mentioned many, many times before, mass migration is a filtering process. You're not getting the best of the people from that source country. The people who've made it, the people who've got money, they're going to stay. What you get on the other end of that migration route are people who couldn't make it in their own country, people who don't have skill sets for work, people who are criminals fleeing prosecution, people carrying contagious diseases. And when George Soros and his buddies laid out this master plan, they didn't really think it all the way through. Clearly, there was a lack of foresight. And between that and the European Central Bank, I think the EU experiment is going to come to an end. Because I think when Brussels tries to impose more economic sanctions on the EU member states over this refugee crisis, I think that's when it's going to start tearing apart. All it's going to take is one country to say, we're out. Hard exit, no negotiation, we're gone. We're invoking our rights under the EU Charter to just get the heck out of Dodge. And that'll start a flood of them going. Meanwhile, the European Union is admitting, as a consequence of the Open Borders program, that jihadist terrorism has cost their economy hundreds of billions of euros. And they're talking about lost lives, injuries, damage to infrastructure. And, of course, the fact that terrorism also harms trade, foreign direct investment, and especially tourism. So, again, a very foolishly thought out agenda here. Over in China, they have now blocked HBO after John Oliver on his program last week tonight compared Xi Jinping to Winnie the Pooh. And, of course, Oliver was calling out China over human rights violations and other forms of propaganda to try and build public support for a get China economic policy here. But apparently Chinese social media users use Winnie the Pooh memes to mock him ever since the removal of presidential term limits. And Xi Jinping is trying to rebrand himself, so he was not appreciative of John Oliver and basically just pulled the plug on HBO. Whether that's permanent or not remains to be seen. Getting on back to Sweden, and this comes under the category of the loony left. Sweden has passed a law that says there must be an explicit consent given for sex, meaning it has to actually get written down. Boy, that's going to kill the romantic moment, isn't it? And so somebody came on out with an app for the smartphone. There's an app for that. Are you willing to have sex with me? Yes. Enter code number, whatever. But according to Aftonbladet, which is a tabloid, the app is being criticized because it makes it harder for women to regret and have second thoughts and change their mind as things get going. That is just absolutely, absolutely absurd. Now, over in the, hang on a second, I had a little bit of a glitch. Story in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. There is a charity screening of the movie Zulu being shown at a film festival. It stars Sir Michael Caine. It was made in 1964. It's considered a classic. And it's going to be aired at Folkestone Silver Screen Cinema in Kent on Saturday to raise money for charity. But liberal snowflakes are already out there screaming that this movie can't be shown because it's racist. It's racist. It shows black people as savages with spears and shields. Well, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what did happen. So let's talk about our volcano here. Madame Pele has now eaten more than 576 homes. 894 families have filed for FEMA assistance. And as I mentioned, I think end of last week, FEMA has parked a couple of what they call barges, but they're basically these floating residential units about 10 miles off the coast of the Big Island to temporarily house some of these people. Now, one of the ways that volcanologists track what the volcano is doing are with what are called GPS stations. And it's simply a high-precision GPS dug into the ground that radios its readings to the volcano observatory or to wherever they're currently set up. And I think the volcano observatory is relocated to Hilo temporarily. And the idea is that as the land that the GPS is attached to moves up or down or sideways, they get a good, accurate map of it. And they've been using these GPS units to basically track the subsidence of that southern rift zone. But apparently, one of the GPS stations has now dropped into the crumbling Kilauea crater after a month of gradual decline. So they've lost that data point. It was identified as end pit, meaning the northern end of the pit. And it started moving downward in early May at the onset of the subsidence at Kilauea's summit. And today they lost radio contact with it. Now, Hawaii farmers, despite the lava and the vog and the lays, are still trying to get back to their homes, not because they can get to their homes, but there's a lot of farming on the Big Island. In fact, to live on the Big Island, there are actually requirements coming out of the Bishop Trust that so much of the land be kept in agriculture. And so it's very common to see people who own these houses on the Big Island. They'll have something out back, like coffee plants, lychee nuts, bananas, papaya, and they will sell them at the local markets. And so a lot of these residents are going back there and try and recover some of their produce and save it. Because it will mean a little bit of money as they try and recover. And apparently a lot of them are sneaking back to their land because a lot of it's still closed off. Now, for a while there was a concern that Mauna Loa might be an issue. Now, if you're looking at a map of the Big Island, there are the two big volcanoes. The north one is Mauna Kea. That's where the observatories are. Mauna Loa is the big one to the south, and Kilauea is the one that's kind of nestled up to the south flank of Mauna Loa. But Mauna Loa was showing a lot of activity, but it has sort of quieted down, which may suggest that there is, in fact, actually some kind of connection between Mauna Loa and Kilauea. But they've downgraded its alert status back to normal, so people living downwind, rather downflow from that crater, can kind of relax. The same might not be true for the New England area, because scientists have discovered that there appears to be a huge mass of molten rock creeping upwards slowly between the nation's northeastern states, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire, and it's basically a plume, and the idea is it could form volcanoes, possibly even a super volcano, which is coming as a surprise to people living in that part of the world. But as the science of volcanology gets a little bit more sophisticated, they're discovering that there are a lot more volcanoes, super volcanoes, volcanoes that don't have a trace on the surface. And they're very concerned about southern Italy, which of course is famous for Vesuvius. But LIDAR scans have shown traces of far more craters that have erupted in the past. So the Earth is rocking and rolling. And, just letting us know that nature is still the boss, no matter what. All right, if you're living in Louisiana, they have discovered this brain-eating amoeba, and it's the third time this deadly organism has been found in the same district since 2015, and it's called Naegleria fowleri. It's a parasite which causes fatal brain swelling and tissue destruction. It was identified in Terrebonne water. That's where this problem is located. And all freshwater sources in the parish have been affected, including the drinking water, water in the bayous and pools, and water used for showers and baths. The fatality rate for those infected by the parasite is over 97%, according to the CDC. We're going to take another break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443. Oh, we have a caller waiting, and we'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right to the phones here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, we got another, like, some small elections and primaries tonight. And what I really find interesting is how Trump is really turning the Republican Party into the Trump-Publican Party. I mean, he's got a 90% approval rate amongst Republicans. He's really got the neocons and the never-Trumpers on the run. I mean, they're finished as far as the Republican Party. I live in Tennessee, and we chase Corker out, and I see Flakes leaving. Lindsey Graham looks like a little poodle now. He's on Trump's leash down there in South Carolina. And I'm just pretty happy to see what's going on. I mean, whether you like Trump or not, we the neocons are proven maniac warmongers, globalists. So at least, you know, I know a lot of your callers aren't too fond of Trump and all that. And I've always said, well, what we don't know with Trump beats what we know with the establishment Republicans. So in that regard, I'm thrilled, and it's really great to see. But I was going to ask you a question.
I want to comment on something you said. I wouldn't consider that the neocons are on the run because Trump has brought so many of them into his administration, like John Bolton especially. And they're still in a position to do a great deal of influence on along the pro-war path.
Well, I agree with you. I don't like Bolton either, but I mean, he didn't... He tried to interfere with the North Korea deal, and he really didn't. So he might be using Bolton as a good cop, bad cop. And same way, I mean, I don't like Munchkin or Mnuchin in there in the Secretary of Treasury, but look at the trade and the tariffs. I mean, he's definitely not acting as a globalist, Trump isn't. I mean, if the neocons were running economic policy, there'd be no talk of tariffs or doing away with NAFTA or TPP. So, I mean, Trump's actions are definitely against most neocon policies, and that's the way I see it. He might have some neocons in his administration, and he might have done that to appease them while he slowly destroys them. I mean, that's what I see happening, and he's waiting for the midterms and more of Trumpublicans to get in positions of power, and then he'll be more consolidated and able to keep up this Patriot agenda, and that's what I'm hoping. But to move on to something else,
well,
I like watching
it would be nice, but I'm seeing Trump as proving himself to actually be a weak leader. He's easily manipulated. He's susceptible to flattery. And we're a year and a half into his first term in office. And while he's certainly keeping his campaign promises on immigration, I think he's mishandling the economy. I think he's getting some bad advice. There seems to be no slowing of the war agenda around the globe. In fact, we seem to be adding more and more nations to the list of countries to sneer at. And of course, we all wanted to see Hillary in prison. All right. Well, listen, Joe, going to let you go here. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.